What are we doing in your segment? Well, it's my show, but it is your segment.
My ball, my court.
No, not today. That was yesterday. I give it up one day a week, and I give it up for Bauman. Come on, man. We ain't got all day. This is our program.
I got no comment on that last.
You have no comment on most everything you talk about.
I typically have too much to comment on, but...
It's just idiocy.
Hey, I mean, if you look at the brackets, who looked...
Who won the college football picks, Giddens?
Oh, God.
That was you.
Yeah.
Who came in second? That would be me.
Oh, well, second's just first loser.
He was real close in second place.
Yeah, but
second's just first loser. But he bragged third, about being a second.
But third is dead last. Look, when there's three of you.
I just went out on a limb and picked Texas A&M to the Final Four every week.
Damn, well, we'll see when it comes out this week whose bracketology is going to be right come Sunday. All right. What are we talking about here?
It's baseball season anyway. Why are we talking about basketball?
I know where this is going with baseball. Which stadium has the best hot dog and concessions?
Wait, it's not the Dodger dog. The Dodger dog was average.
Wow. How about that? I'd like to get one at Wrigley Field. They say they're pretty good.
I want to go to New York's stadium, Yankee Stadium, get that thing that it's like the milkshake with the hot dog sticking out of it.
That sounds awful. A milkshake with a hot dog in it?
That sounds absolutely gross.
I think you get chicken fingers, too, if you don't want a hot dog. You can get chicken fingers
in
out of
the milkshake.
Yeah.
See, that's wrong. You can go right with a Frosty and a French fry, but that's bad.
Can I say this again? He's an idiot. Come on. What are we doing here?
We're talking baseball. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, what are we doing?
I don't want
to talk about a hot dog Winnie and a milkshake.
That's part of baseball.
No, that's not part of baseball. If they're separated, that could be part of it, but not
they
together.
They don't separate in your stomach. Why don't you just skip the middleman?
Because I'm not an idiot like you are. Let's go.
Why don't you start eating smoothies with hot dogs? And
he keeps calling me an idiot, but who was absolutely stomping him in romper? You had to quit playing romper room. It was getting so ugly.
Giddens, you'll never catch up. You lost 10 weeks in a row. Let's go. You're an idiot.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you said baseball. I don't want to talk about a weenie and a milkshake.
Look, we want to talk about the World Baseball Classic. Ronald Acuña leading Venezuela to the title over the USA.
Yeah, he played with a broken eyelash.
Hey, he still played.
He went with the Braves. Take him to Grady Hospital. They ought to build a stadium right next to Grady Hospital. Come on, what are we? I mean, are we predicting or what are we doing here?
We can make predictions if you want to.
Hey, I'll tell you what. All right, since you don't know where you're going with this like you normally don't.
Well, he's probably using that GPS and got us to Hackleberg.
Right, let's just think of we're going to rank baseball concessions. Okay?
I mean, I've only had the Braves and the Dodgers.
No, I'm talking about in general, not necessarily the stadium. So let me ask you, main course, Giddens. Main course, would it be chicken fingers? Would it be nachos? Would it be hot dog, hamburger, or barbecue?
Yes.
I kind of get that. If you only had money for one, which one would it be?
Yes. He'd steal the others.
You're probably right. Hey, I dropped my nachos for me. Give me a.
Can I get
one?
Nachos with all of that stuff Giddens, on top of it?
Giddens, don't be difficult here. It's an hour program.
You know what Giddens would do? He'd put on one of those uniforms and act like he's working there and walk out the back door.
You got the five. Pick one.
I'll take nachos, but I'm assuming that's not just like basic nachos.
You said nachos. Okay.
You didn't say what kind of nachos.
Cheese and jalapenos.
Cheese and jalapenos.
Oh, no. If there's no protein there, then I'm going with a hamburger.
All right. He's going hamburger. Bauman.
Is a corn dog an option?
That could be either a corn dog or a hot dog. I'll give you that.
Okay, corn dog.
All right. I'm probably going either hot dog or corn dog. Yeah, I'll do that. All right, now, middle of the game snack. We're going popcorn, peanuts. We're going cotton candy. We're going... candy bar. How about that? Those four.
Yes.
All right. Popcorn, peanuts, cotton candy, or candy.
It's definitely between the salty snacks for me, but I'm leaning peanuts.
I lean peanuts. Popcorn hurts my stomach if it's got a lot of butter on it. Cotton candy, I had bad experiences with.
What happened to you with you and cotton candy?
So when I was little, it was really cold.
He got put in the machine where they turned the wagon. Yeah.
It was really cold outside, and I thought, you know, it was sticking to my fingers. I said, so I'll lick the cotton candy on my fingers, and then I kept eating it. So it kept sticking to my fingers, and my dad had to go all around the stadium, get a bottle of water that he said cost like $10 just to pour on my hands.
All right. I guess I would have to go peanuts here, but I'm going to go off the grid a little bit. If they've got some boiled peanuts, oh, heck yeah. Do you do boiled peanuts?
I'm okay. I was going to say is like what kind of peanuts, but yeah, boiled peanuts are good too.
Now, I will
Cajun
tell you,
boiled? Yeah.
Yeah, Cajun. I'm with Giddens on that. But now let me tell you something. There's nothing like taking just some good peanuts and cracking them shells while watching a baseball game. All right, now, dessert, Giddens. Here we go. All right. You got a fried pie, okay? A fried pie, a pretzel. I should have probably had that in the last round. Fried pie, pretzel, ice cream, or candy.
So you can get ice cream with a fried pie?
No.
No.
You get
one. What do you mean no?
You get one.
Do I get a souvenir cup with the ice cream? Like a little baseball helmet they put the ice cream in.
The little helmet. And you can choose the team that you want to get.
So I can choose Everton, like Giddens?
It's not a toffee hat.
Yeah. Wait, what was the other option after ice cream?
You don't listen very well. You didn't do good in school. All right. That's why he's an idiot.
I don't know. Romper Room showed that I did all right.
Ice cream, pretzel, fried pie. Or I'm going to go different. I'm going to go, what are those things with the powdered sugar on it?
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
Ooh.
Funnel cake, ice cream, fried pie, or
pretzel.
I'm probably going funnel cake. That wasn't an option the first time.
Funnel cake's my favorite. Ice cream melts too quickly, gets you a brain freeze if you eat it too fast. And funnel cake, you can
I still don't even remember what the original fourth option was.
I don't even remember either.
It was candy.
Candy.
Oh, that's like Skittles or something different from a candy bar.
Yeah, for me.
Skittles, maybe.
Yeah, give me that funnel M&M's. Cake. Give me funnel cake.
I'm taking ice cream every time, baby. It's you know, think about it. Baseball is hot usually during baseball season. Sitting out there. Okay.
What about the Cracker Jacks?
All right. Well, you know they don't even sell those most ballparks really? Now anymore. No, they really don't.
I don't care if I ever come get back.
I know. Hey, listen. Speaking of that, when he sung that song, you don't even know who sung it. See?
Michael Jackson.
He's an idiot.
Willie Nelson.
Do you not know who actually made that song
Louis
famous?
Armstrong.
No. I'm talking about in baseball.
Babe Ruth.
No.
Ty Cobb.
Harry Carey.
Roseanne Barr.
Harry Carey for the Atlanta, for the Chicago Cubs, sang that song in every seventh inning stretch. And now I'm going to go to why he sung it. Because the beverage of his choice was sitting in the window. He had a bunch of Budweiser cans. All right, beverages. Coke or Diet Coke? Well, I'll just say soda, beer, water, or one of them fruity drinks.
No, they sell, I think they sell wine at games now.
Well, that can be considered fruity drink. What are you going with, Giddens? Beer, water, soda, tea, or fruity?
I mean, you should be having water throughout the game, no matter what. Even if you're having the other drinks.
Is it a fountain soda or is it a bottled soda? That's a big
whichever
thing.
One you want. It's soda.
Fountain soda is where it's at.
Well, I'm saying, is that good for you?
Yeah, fountain soda.
So you'd take a soda?
Yeah.
I'd take a soda too. And tell you
why he's a Diet Dr. Pepper.
To tell you why he's an idiot, you can get 13,000 gallons of water at home every month for $7.69 and you go spend $10 on a 16-ounce bottle.
Idiot. No, you should be drinking water because it's you
bring
need to
it
hydrate.
With you. You bring a 5-gallon bucket every day in that nasty thing you bring every day.
Hey, it's brand new. Nasty, remember?
That's brand new.
I mean, it's black. It's as black as the bread he brings.
He's colorblind.
Is it not black? Bauman.
It is black.
Thank you.
How's it black?
And go get it.
You want me to go get it right now so you look at it?
So I can turn you off.
Turn you off.
Idiot.
You cannot hydrate with just Diet Dr. Pepper, David.
I'm 59 years old, and I do pretty well. I drink, but see, here's the thing. I drink a lot more water than you think I do.
He sneaks it.
Yeah.
Seriously, I do. You may not know it, but I do. All right, so what are you taking? What you're taking water. You're taking soda. I'm taking soda. I might
have a beer, too.
Well, I was going to say, I might have a glass of unsweet tea. I could do that. Okay. All right, that's our concessions.
I want to know what you mean by fruity drinks.
Fruity drinks, like a daiquiri or a...
A seltzer?
Yeah, or a, you know, or a Shirley Temple would probably be your pick.
What is a Shirley Temple?
It's got a bunch of fruit in it for a fruitcake.
What about a margarita?
Yeah, margarita or, you know, daiquiri. That's a fruity drink. Yeah, it's got a bunch of fruit in it for a fruitcake like you.
What's wrong with fruit?
Nothing wrong with a fruit for a fruitcake. You're a fruitcake.
He eats fruitcakes.
You're an idiot fruitcake.